Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. January 18th, I read a thing online from Newsmax, one of those things that comes up on your computer, whether you want it or not. 100% fruit juice doesn't raise blood sugar. Well, that raised my consciousness instantly because I know that's not right. Mm-hmm. We get so much of our information from the internet nowadays, Greg. So I was kind of taken aback. Here was the article. Drinking fruit juice won't raise your blood sugar levels as long as you drink 100% fruit juice, says a study published in the Journal of Nutritional Science. So I went and looked up all this, and it turns out that there actually is a study, but it doesn't say anything quite like that. Why on earth they were doing this, I have no idea. It must have been something that was bankrolled by the juice industry or something. Do you think?
Sure. They fund a lot of studies.
I had this flashing image of my own childhood when my mother suddenly discovered that she needed to push orange juice, and we would get glasses of orange juice on our breakfast table. Where did that come from? We used to eat oranges. Then I remembered my dad bringing home this can. It was a 46-ounce can of Donald Duck orange juice. This is before frozen juice. That's how old I am. You know, it didn't taste very good. It tasted kind of tinny.
Tinny, yes, I would expect that.
And
did it taste sweet at all, though?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty sweet, but it also had a tang, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit juice kind of crept into our culture so that after a while, we didn't give any thought to it, and it's seen as something healthy.
I'm always amazed every time I go grocery shopping. There are so many different brands. If you want to have orange, eat the fruit. You get so much more with the fruit than you do with the juice. You get a ton of nutrition. You get vitamins, you get minerals, you get fiber.
Fiber.
Whereas when you're drinking the juice, you are going to get a sugar spike.
Yep, you are. And it's just like mainlining sugar.
And so, John, you know I spent my first 11 years growing up in Shanghai.
Right.
I didn't even know what juice was. When we moved to this country, my folks, they never drank it, so we never had it. Over time, when we saw so many of our friends touting how delicious this particular juice was, we started drinking it. But I wanted to squeeze my own juice. Now, I don't know if there was any more benefit health-wise. We did that for a time. And then later on, we said, heck with it. If we want to have orange, let's eat the orange. If we want a tangerine, we're going to eat the tangerine. If we want apple, we'll eat apple. We're not going to drink the juice. Drinking the juice is really not a great idea.
Here's the thing. Now, Newsmax sent this story out. 100% fruit juice doesn't raise blood sugar, which is wrong. Simply baloney. A month later, February 15th, 2018, Newsmax has another little item, weight gain culprit, fruit juice. So here is the left hand telling the right hand something. It says, fruit juice doesn't do any favors for your waistline, a new study reports. Oh, goodness. How could that be? It's nonsense because the real problem here isn't that you might gain some weight if you drink juice rather than eat the actual fruit.
Mm-hmm.
The real problem is the sugar that you're getting.
The article says people who drink a small glass of fruit juice daily can expect to steadily gain a bit of weight over the years.
As you get deeper into the story, though, it says a large load of sugar contained in fruit juice is contributing to the U.S. obesity epidemic, researchers concluded. That's kind of buried in there. I guess there's some sort of obeisance to the sugar industry that probably polices these things pretty carefully. What I'm telling you really is watch the source of this information. These idle little comments that people make, you have to question them.
If it sparks your interest, then do some more checking.
And another good thing to do is come back to
the food guys.